Ladies and gentlemen, folks in the media, we're just about to start the event of the conference with the island captain and of the UAE captain here. It's a pleasure to have Mr. William Porterfield, the captain of Ireland, and Mr. Khurram Khan, the captain of UAE. And we also have with us Gary Chambers, who is the media manager for Ireland. What we'll do is we'll take the questions for the Ireland team first, and then we'll move on to the UAE captain.
Okay, so hands up, and one wants to kick us off. Go ahead, Chandras.
William, coming to yet another World 2020, how big an opportunity is this for your side, and what are your aims for this tournament?
I think it's like any big event or any world event. It's obviously a great opportunity for the lads to go out there and showcase what they've got. Obviously, it's a slightly different format, the way things are working this time around. So the first objective for ourselves is to try and obviously get through our group, and obviously the first two teams in each group progress through the next phase. So that's our first target.
Okay, yeah. I'll just wait for the microphone.
Hello, Porterfield. Do you think the hot and humid weather of Bangladesh could play an effect in your team's performance?
I think we've all been around long enough now and we've travelled enough. We've been to the subcontinent quite a few times and in different conditions. We've been to Bangladesh before in mid-late April, which is even hotter again. So I think that, yeah, it can be uncomfortable at times, but I think that both teams play in the same conditions. We've been to enough tournaments now that have had hot, humid conditions, and in this formula game, it's a slightly shorter again. So I think that the lads will be fine and be well enough prepared for that.
William, what are the strengths of your side, do you think, in the
subcontinental
cricket?
So,
another strength seems to be spinning.
Yeah, well, obviously, our main spinner over the last few years has been George Dockrell, and he's done really well for us. So, we'll be looking for him as well to put his hand up in this tournament. I think any major tournament we've gone to, he's done quite well. So, hopefully, he can continue that form on here. And with the likes of Paul Sterling at the top of the order as well, who can bowl off easy. It gives us an extra dimension if you've got a couple of people in your top five or six that can that you get overs out of as well. It gives a great balance to your side, which I think we do have, and we've got a lot of options that are different options that we go in with to give us that balance. So that obviously strengthens our side whenever you've got a few in the top order that obviously bat or bowl as well.
Okay, yeah.
William, Bangladesh and Zimbabwe are the two teams being seen as the favourites to move to the second round, whereas Ireland also has abilities to move up. So what's your take on that?
Doesn't really bother me. Well, who goes in as favourites in whatever group we go into? We've played in tournaments where we've probably been favourites, and we've played in competitions where you're obviously not as well. So it doesn't bother us going in as underdogs. If that's the case, I couldn't tell you who's favourites going through the group. I think that anyone can beat anyone in each group and in each given day. So I don't think favourites tags or anything like that mean much at this time.
Chandresh.
William, your side's been in pretty good form, winning the World 2020 qualifier and also beating West Indies in West Indies. You had a very good tour of the West Indies in the sense that you got to play the domestic tournament as well. How confident are you about the group as a whole? Because you've stuck together as a group for some time now. Most of your players are experienced as well, having played together as a group.
Yeah, that's tended to be when we've played some of our better cricket is when we've been away for a prolonged period of time. We were in the West Indies for 3-4 weeks at the beginning of the year, and we got home for a few days to refresh before we moved on to Dubai for a few days and on to here. So that has been generally when we've played our better cricket, when we've been together for a while. So it's all about building up to the 17th of March for us now, and that's coming suddenly around the corner. So the lads are just sharpening up and I'm getting ready for that date, really.
Okay, any final questions? That's great. Thank you very much.